Random disclaimer.
The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. By listening to Rollin Radio, you are subject to spoilers on any of the movies discussed. If you're not looking for candid reviews, take out those earbuds and tune back in when you've watched this week's film.
Welcome to Rollin Radio.
Welcome back to Rollin Radio. We're your hosts, Mia, Maggie, Rania, Emma, and Liv. And today we're joined by a very special guest. Drum roll, please. Valerie!
Hi!
I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, we're so happy to have you. All right, throughout today's episode, we're going to introduce you to our film of the week, picked by our special guest, give you some of our thoughts, and get into the rating. So, Valerie, do you want to give us a little summary of your chosen film?
Okay. So the film I chose was Pearl by Ty West. So released in 2022, directed by Ty West and starring Mia Goth, Pearl is a psychological horror drama and the second installment in the X trilogy. Taking place in 1918 rural Texas, the film centers around Pearl, a young woman dreaming of nothing more than becoming a famous dancer. As she remains trapped and isolated on her parents' farm under the guise of her overbearing mother, her ambitions begin to feel increasingly out of reach. Feeling powerless, she attempts to regain control of her life in obsessive, unsettling, and violent ways.
Okay, so Valerie, why do you like Pearl, and where did you find it?
Pearl has been my favorite movie since I've watched it. I actually went to go see it in theater with my best friend, and I knew nothing about the trilogy. Like, X came out first, for people who don't know, and Pearl is kind of the movie, the prequel to X. And I remember watching it in theaters and I was like, I have never seen anything like this. Like, it was just so different. I love A24 horror too. It's my favorite type of movie. They always eat it up. I just enjoyed it so much. And I wasn't expecting it. So what did you guys think of it?
It is such a good movie. It's iconic. The colors, amazing. The story, amazing. Everything, amazing. It's like, an insane movie, you know? It's good.
Daytime horror is my favorite genre too. Like, I like when something is scary or unsettling, but during the day. I don't know.
More on that.
I didn't consider that. Like, it's a daytime horror.
It's daytime horror.
I think that's why I liked it so much. I usually don't like horror, but, like, this was... Yeah.
I mean, like, a lot of people don't consider it. It's technically a slasher, which I also love. Like, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I'm just like...
Yeah. This movie's been on my watch list for a long time.
Oh, my God. Perfect opportunity.
I got to watch it. I enjoyed it. Yeah, I really liked it. I got a strong Wizard of Oz vibe from it.
Yes.
Maggie.
Which I quite liked.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
It was also on mine, but I'm kind of glad you forced me. I don't watch horror movies, so it's like this forced
Same.
Me to watch it. Yeah. And now I really want to see X and Maxine.
You guys got to watch X. A lot of people, X is like, I think, definitely more well-known just because it came out first. Like, Kid Cudi's in it, Jenna Ortega, like all these like big names. Love. So, and the plot is more easy to follow, I think.
Yes.
I really liked it. I enjoyed it. I have seen X, so I liked watching this movie. It provided context of like that story, the backstory of that, like who Pearl is. And I wasn't scared.
Yeah, I really like this movie. I watched this like a while ago when it came out. Honestly, iconic. The amount of people who were freaking Pearl for Halloween that year was insane. And rightfully so.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
It's a great costume.
It is.
Truly. Now it's time for the real reviews. Welcome to Roll'em Ratings.
Let's get into it. Storytelling, audio visuals, iconography, and personal beef. Our first category is storytelling. This covers writing, pacing, plot, and character. Who wants to start us off?
I think Valerie should.
Hold it.
In
terms of storytelling, I think that this is just one of the best written horror movies in terms of having a female lead. Mm-hmm. I think it's hard to have a female lead and not make it stereotypical in the sense where she's killing to be with a man or she's killing to do... The fact that she's killing for herself and to like become a star or like whatever, she wanted to be a dancer, just make something of herself. I just love the way it was written. I also like the way that her aggression progressed throughout the movie, like how it kind of started off where she was like... We didn't really know it. She was a little weird, like, yeah, but we were like, we didn't know that she was actually going to kill.
Okay, she kills that, like...
That's what I mean.
Animal like, at the beginning, then you're like, oh, yeah, she's like, kind of weird. Kinda so it's kind of like hinting that she's going to get, it's going to get bigger.
She's kind of kooks, but I'm like, I just like the fact that it was like halfway, like I don't know.
Yes.
I feel like horror movies always starts off like she's like, because she so could have easily killed her mom in this, like when they were in the kitchen and whatever.
I would like to just follow up and ask you, I read your review on Letterboxd of this film. In which you said, this is my biopic. Thanks for watching. Could you expand on that?
Okay. as I said, strong female lead. And, you know, when I make it one day, like, don't question how.
Wait, so, like...
No, I'm kidding. Okay, I just, you're not a murderer. It's not... I just like how, like, she didn't let anyone stop her.
Right.
I wouldn't kill someone. Like, it's not a biopic in that sense. But in the sense where I just think, like, she's so badass. And, yeah.
Yeah, one thing I want to say about the storytelling and, like, specifically character build, they did such a good job with setting up Mia Goth's character. Like, honestly, watching the movie, I felt like every character that was in any way involved in the movie was to broaden her character. Yes. And the pacing was really good. Everything else was really good. It was a very enjoyable movie, but not in the way that, like, some movies are, like, act one, two, climax, done. You know, it was, like, very... It kept you on your toes.
Yes. I guess I'll just follow up briefly. Yeah, storytelling I thought was really good. I thought that I really, really enjoyed the beginning. You know, there's like the story building of the world. And there's a little bit of an ominous feel to it as well. I don't know. The way that it's set up, it, you get the sense that something a little bit spooky is going to go down.
I'm going to play the devil's advocate.
What else is new?
Oh, girl, I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to fight.
So, to be clear, I was a big fan of her character, like all you guys are saying, and the writing, but I will say something on the pacing and the plot. I did think that it was a little bit slow moving. It took a long time to kind of get to the first kill, and then when we got there, there wasn't a lot necessarily, especially as a slasher film. Like, I would just expect it to kind of just, there to be leading up to the climax a lot happening.
I feel that. I mean... I didn't go into it knowing it was a slasher, so maybe that's where my opinions on, like, the pacing change. But also, like, I was just shocked by the fact that she did start killing in the first place. So maybe that, you know what I mean? Like, I was just like, even when I watched X, it wasn't necessarily, like, because they're kind of, in X, not to spoil it at all, but they're kind of killing for survival type thing. Like, they're killing to live. You'll, like, if you do watch it. This, like, she was just really killing for the fun of it.
I actually am shocked that you thought that it was, like, slow, because honestly, I was like, this is the perfect pace for me. I was like, this is honestly moving a bit fast. I really liked the progression, like you said, the progression of her story. And to highlight one scene, I think you already did mention it, but the scene where she's, like, arguing with her mom, the thunder grows louder,
so good.
And then the music grows louder, and then she, like, her mom, like, gets thrown into the fire. Like, that scene was so, like, tense, and even though it's not... I feel like it's a horror movie in the sense that, like, all the things that are happening are just, like, very tense. Like, I feel like nothing's really, like, there are no jump scares or anything like that.
It's more psychological, for sure.
Yes, very psychological.
But I think it was great. It was a good movie. I say this every week to everything.
I think it was great.
I think it was a good movie, 10 out of 10.
For Shape of Water.
Not For Shape of Water, though. Don't like that movie. Sorry. No, I like it. I like it. It's just not 10 out of 10. Maybe it's, like, 9.5 out of 10.
So what would you give that movie didn't have the word mid
in it? Well, we got to get to that.
I don't remember that. What? What did you just say?
At least my movie didn't have the word mid in the title.
So you want to
go. Fight.
Bestiality. Okay, I didn't know
the word doom in the title.
Uh-oh.
That was
a good
one.
Doom to be nasty and horrible.
Oh, God.
No.
I think, in terms of pacing, I'm very against Maggie's idea with this. I think it was paced perfectly. Like, I didn't feel like I needed to, like, go on my phone during this.
You said before you watched it when you weren't even, when you were just getting into film. So that's even more impressive. That
yeah, like, I feel like I didn't go on my phone during it. Like, I genuinely just sat through the whole thing. Like, you know, when you're on an airplane, like, this is not an airplane movie. Like, this isn't something you just put on. Like, I actually enjoyed watching
this.
This
is a watching movie.
Well, should we get on to the ratings?
I'm going to give it a solid 4 for storytelling.
Oh.
Whoa.
I... Emma Pavlik, and I am going to give this a solid 5.
What? Okay, Emma, what?
Wow.
Yes.
Hello.
Wow.
I, as your guest, Valerie, am going to give it a very biased 5.
I am Liv, and I give this, I don't want to give it a 5, I'm going to give it a 4.1.
Hello. I am going to be giving it a
3.9.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
She's being different.
I'm going to give it a, like I said, 3.5.
Okay. So that makes the total score for the storytelling in Pearl a 4.25.
Okay.
Whoa.
Guys, that's
I feel it on fire.
Fire.
That's solid.
Hell yeah.
Fire.
Hell yeah. Fire.
All right, let's move on to audio visuals. This covers cinematography, music, costumes, and the film's general aesthetic. Who's first? Me. Okay, so I am going to say that I really enjoyed the aesthetic and cinematography of this movie. Like, Maggie made a comment earlier about how it reminded her of The Wizard of Oz, and I really see that.
Yes.
The colors were so vibrant, and I thought that was beautiful. I don't know, like, the general vibe was just very cinema.
I thought that the audio visuals were the strongest part of this movie. I really like it when, like, I love it when a horror movie or a movie that's meant to be, like, scary or anxiety invoking, it's not, like, gray and dark. Yes. I like it when it's, like, just full of color, because I think it's kind of doing the opposite. I really like movies that look like they're kind of, like, stage sets.
Yeah.
Yes. And this is definitely that.
I see why you would enjoy that aspect, because I think that it's very vibrant.
Also, loved the soundtrack. Thought it was really effective.
You know what? Honestly, after my rewatch,
it's understated but effective.
I was going to say, it is understated. Like, after the first watch, I definitely wasn't like, oh my god, the soundtrack on this is like crazy. But I do think it helped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I love this movie. I think it's like, it has such a specific aesthetic too. It's like that kind of croquette, like, who except A24 would make a 1910s croquette woman slasher movie?
Cock it.
Coquette. Here's what I'll say about audio visuals coming from me live nearing. Nobody but A24 would make a coquette. All right, whatever, guys, it's not happening. Like 1910s woman serial killer movie. It's just such a unique niche that I think that movie fits so well into, and honestly kind of started like not only its own genre but its own like complete aesthetic within that.
So honestly, everything that you guys all said was basically what I was gonna say. Like, it literally reminded me of the Wizard of Oz, but if the Wizard of Oz was filmed today and if it was a horror movie, like just like a modern version of that, but in a very good way. And obviously, I really liked her outfits. I think she wears two outfits in this whole thing, which makes it very iconic. And I know it's, like, very obvious and simple, but, like, blue and red. Like, it's very in your face, but, like, I like it. It's in a good way. Like, oh, she's wearing blue. She's, like, you know, like,
she's just a farmer.
Yeah,
daughter.
She's just a farmer. And then she goes into red, and it's, like, now she's evil. So I thought that was really, like, in your face, but in a good way. So, yeah, visuals were tea in this movie.
So I have to start it off with, the color grading in this is Gorgina. It is so gorgeous. Oh, you know, those yellow mid-tones were pulled up and those shadows were pulled up.
This girl is, wait, mid-tones? I didn't know we were getting
Thank you. Thank you. Hello. Oh, God. No, but the movie was so visually beautiful. Like, if you had to think of A24, that is A24. That is beautiful. So Midwestern woman, Southern, gorgeous summer farm dirty. I'm just
all my favorite words.
No, like, you don't even understand. Like, it's making something that's not aesthetic.
Yeah,
and I think that's so important.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I'm usually not a fan of this type of aesthetic at all. Like, I that's why also going into the movie I was like, I don't think I'm gonna like this very much. I think a huge part of it is the cinematography, like Emma said, the color grading. They're just skilled. Like, the Ty West, his team, skilled. Honestly, the music, one thing about the film, maybe I need to go in for my like 10th rewatch, and in terms of all the horror movies I watch, I don't think the music does stand out for me. But I'm like, it makes me happy that it stood out to you, because that's like, we're all appreciating different things from the movie. And that's awesome. That's what the fact that we could all appreciate different things from this movie, it's great.
That's
great
what Roll'em Radio is all about.
And I'm and you know what, I'm gonna go back in for a rewatch and I'm gonna give it a listen.
Okay, I am going to give the audiovisuals in Pearl a 4.5.
Whoa. I'm going to give that a 4.6.
Hi, my name is Emma, and I'm going to give it a 5.
Wow.
2 5s so far from Emma.
This is crazy.
I'm going to give it a 4.5.
Ooh, okay.
I'm going to give it a 4.6.
I am going to give it a 4.9 just because I...
No way that I didn't choose this movie and mine is higher than yours.
Just because now I'm so curious about the music and it's kind of pissing me off that I don't know what Maggie's referring to, and I'm going to go home and rewatch it.
So that brings the total score for the audio visuals in Pearl to a 4.7.
Whoa.
This might be our best movie yet, guys.
I feel it.
I'm about to change that.
Now for the trivial categories. Iconography. How quotable is it? Is there an iconic character, actor, or director? How camp is this movie?
Okay,
who's first?
I'll start. I think this is probably one of the most iconic movies we've seen thus far because, okay, so many iconic lines. Like, you hear that line, you're like, okay, Pearl, please, I'm a star. I'm not staying on this farm. Like, all of the lines, like, it's just a very iconic movie. I feel like I could show this to, like, I guess it's, like, not niche anymore, but, like, if someone hadn't seen it, wasn't into film, like, they would like it, I feel like. It's just everything is there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I liked it. Very iconic.
I think the, like, standout thing as far as iconography for this movie is it's quotable. Mm-hmm. I had never seen this movie. I'd never seen X. But because it's just, like, so in the cultural zeitgeist, I knew all of the quotes.
That was a big word.
That was a big word for me.
Hella. Yeah.
I think I Thought You Liked Me is better than I'm a Star, I'll argue.
Yeah. Ooh, you know what? I think I agree. I just don't think there's female characters like her. Like, I just think she's so iconic. And like you said, too. Actually, okay, I watched it when it came out, so I feel like the quotes weren't a thing yet. And then I'm just kind of surprised about how it took off and people were turning it into a costume and stuff. I don't know. I'm happy that this is mainstream. I guess you could say it's mainstream. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy that movies like this are, like, coming to the forefront and people are getting the references. I think it's fun.
Yeah.
It's about time.
Yes. Very iconic movie. Mia Greenidge, Mia Goth. I mean,
Mia,
like,
G.
We're kind of on the same. Like, I don't know, right?
Stay tuned with Mia G.
Becky G. Yeah. No. At the end of the day, it is a horror movie, but it's also a story about, like, being a woman at that time period and, like, how many limitations you have. Like, you would have had, you know?
Yeah.
It's at the end of the day, you could call it a slice of life movie because it's really, like, taking
Mia,
apart.
Mia, you and slice of life.
I saw Mia's letterbox review for mid-90s, and I was laughing a lot. She's like, just gotta love a slice of life movie.
I love a
Pearl,
slice of life
Pearl
movie.
Being classified as
a slice of life movie.
No, at the end of the day, it is a slice of life movie. It's really about this woman and her family and how she wants to rise above. She wants her circumstances to be better than what they are. And she goes to extreme lengths to get there, but I think that's an iconic story to have told. I think it's iconic.
All right. All I gotta say for iconography is please, I'm a star! I'm a little red because I'm embarrassed, but
that was good.
I think this movie's brought back trends. I think it's iconic in its own way.
It's the overalls.
Like, girl, I was the OG overall wearer before this. I'm not gonna lie, but you know, now you can wear overalls out in public and you wouldn't be judged because Mia Goth wore them, so it's fine. Like
literally.
Okay, guys, let's get rolling into these ratings. Boom. I'm gonna go first since I'm here anyways with the mic. You know what? I'm not going to give it a 5, this one. I'm going to give it a 4.9.
Oh, hell out of here.
I'm like,
girl, just add it to your top 4 at this point. Please.
I'm going to give it 2 points off and give it a 3 because I've been rating really high and I dressed like Pearl for Halloween and everyone thought I was Chucky.
I'm going to give it a 4.5 because I'm not going to sit here and lie to anyone. I think it's iconic.
Yeah.
Actually, can I change mine to like a 3.7.
Yeah.
I'm gonna change mine to 3.7 because that was unfair. Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna go off of what Maggie said and give it a 4.4.
So I'm not gonna lie, guys, before this, I didn't even know like what would perfect iconic movie be. Like, I'm like, what would I give 5 in terms of iconography? But it's gonna be this one.
Oh.
Like, this is a very like everything iconic. 5.
I would give this a 5 as well. It's the most iconic movie ever. And it will continue to be iconic. So, 5.
Hello. Okay. And that brings the total score for the iconography in Pearl to a 4.6.
Woo!
Woo! Yes! Wait.
Yes!
This is
go,
so...
girls!
Wow.
Let's go, girls.
Let's go, girls.
All right, finally, personal beef score. What just irritated the hell out of you, justified or not?
My unjustified beef is that pig really grossed me out. I don't know why. I didn't find any other parts of the, like, obvious gore in the movie disturbing, I think, because I've seen Narcos. But that pig, I don't know. Every time they cut to the pig with the maggots on it, I was like, I think it was eating. I was like, ooh, wrap it up. Somebody throw that pig out. I'm getting tired.
For my personal beef, I don't have any personal beef that stands out with me right now. It'll probably come back to me. I don't like Mia Goth's husband in real life, so it's going to go down by 0.5 stars. I know. I just don't like him, and I associate him with her, and that's the only reason. It has nothing to do with this movie, okay?
Unjustified. That's okay.
That's okay. Unjustified. Sorry.
My unjustified on similar lines is that I loved, well, not loved, but I thought the projectionist was so hot in the movie, like his character. Yes. He's literally unnamed, like does not have a name. So when he died, I was a little sad to see him go just because I was like, but like I liked the fact that she killed him, yes. My favorite kill of all time, but like.
Would you have gone back there in the middle of the night?
You're scaring me, Pearl.
Do you want the real answer? You're scaring me, Pearl.
I didn't really have that much beef with this movie in general. I guess kind of similar to Maggie, unjustified. I didn't think the pig with the maggots was really nasty. Like, it's so unjustified, but I was just like, ooh, hate the look of that. And the other thing that I would say is projectionist guy, anti-masker. Like, there's literally a whole pandemic going on around you.
Honestly, I didn't have much personal beef. This was, like, pretty awesome movie. One thing I am going to say, guys, justice for that goose. It didn't deserve that. Yeah. It really didn't deserve that. That's all I got to say. Yeah. That's my only personal beef.
My personal beef was low-key. I wish that there was a bit more of, like, background information, because this wasn't a slice-of-life movie, so there should have been background. I'm like hold maybe on. A bit more on the mom, maybe a bit more, like, who is Howard, and why we keep bringing him up? Like, who is that? Like, maybe just a bit more clarification with that type of stuff.
I think it's because you need to watch X.
Oh, that's true.
I see what you mean, and I agree. Yeah. Howard, but I think you need to watch X, and you'll be like, this makes more sense.
All right, ratings, folks.
4.
Oh my Nina. God.
You know what, Valerie? In some of the episodes, people are like, in some of the episodes, people have no beef, but they're like, I want to bring the rating down. So they rated a 2 just to bring the overall score down.
Whoa. That's not me. That's not me.
Oh. She says lying.
Maltus. I can't even believe you say that. It's crazy.
Okay.
Emma and I have beef. And for that, I will give it a 3.5. No, I will give it a 3.5.
I'm going to give it a 3.2.
I'm going to give it a 4.8 because it was awesome.
I'm going to give it a 3.8.
Loki, you guys have beef.
That brings the total score for the personal beef category to a 3.8.
Okay.
Now, it's time for the final rating.
And that brings the total score for Valerie's movie Pearl to a 4.3.
Whoa.
And that's significant because my movie's rated 4.3, so that's a tie. And that's no winner.
No.
I'll take it.
But Loki, that's high.
I want to bring it up that the Letterboxd rating is a 3.7.
Whoa.
Our movies are all, without us looking at the Letterboxd reviews, our movies basically every single week, with the exception of 2, I think.
Now 3.
Yeah. Now 3. Yeah. Are the exact rating of the average Letterboxd score without us looking at it.
Really?
Yeah. Every single week.
Because we're the blueprint.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Woman in film.
Yeah.
So, ladies, was it worth the watch?
Yeah.
Worth the watch. It's been on my watch list. Now it's done. Gonna watch X. Gonna watch Maxine.
Yeah.
Super good.
Hello.
Yes. Yeah, it's been on my watch list, too. Glad I watched
it. And you know what? I'm happy you guys enjoyed it as non-horror movie watchers.
Some of us.
Yes.
You know what? I'm happy. I'm happy we gave it a try.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Thanks, everyone, for joining in. Tune in next week for the final episode of Roll'em Radio's first season.
Whoa.
It's crazy. We hope you enjoyed this week's episode. And Valerie, we've loved having you. But this room is a little small. So I'm afraid we'll have to ask you to leave so we can get back to our regularly scheduled programming.
No, please, I'm a star. I'm not staying on this farm. I don't understand. I thought you liked me.
Bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.